Take a slow, deep breath in. Gently release it. Again, breathe in slowly and slowly breathe out. Notice how quickly your mind wants to move to the next thing. There is nowhere else you need to be right now. You are here, and God is here with you. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Jesus, you see how tired my mind feels. Even when my body is still, my thoughts keep moving. Conversations replay. Scenarios unfold. Lists grow longer. Questions multiply. Sometimes it feels like I can't find the off switch. Right now, I bring you the mental noise, the constant problem solving, the rehearsing, the overthinking, the pressure to anticipate every possible outcome. You do not shame me for it. Instead, you invite me to come to you with my lists, what ifs, and burdens. Lord, I come to you now with a crowded mind. Imagine your thoughts like papers scattered across a desk. One by one, gently place them into Jesus' hands. The unfinished to-do lists, the worries about tomorrow, the things you wish you'd said differently, the pressure to figure everything out tonight, the restless thoughts that won't grow quiet. Just hand them over. Jesus, you said your yoke is easy and your burden is light. So much of what I'm carrying, you never asked me to hold. I have picked up responsibility for things that are not mine to control. I have believed that if I think hard enough, plan carefully enough, or worry long enough, I can secure peace. But peace is not something I manufacture in my own strength. It is something only you can give. Your word in Psalm 62:5 says, "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from Him." My soul does not have to scramble for answers. It can wait. It can be quiet. It can rest its weight on you. Teach me how to pause without guilt. Teach me how to stop striving without fear that everything will fall apart. You are the one that holds my life together. Help me to trust that promise. Father, sometimes my racing thoughts are fueled by the belief that everything depends on me. Forgive me for carrying what belongs to you. You are sovereign. You are attentive. You are already at work in ways that I cannot see. I release the pressure to fix everything right now. Take a slow breath in. As you breathe out, quietly pray. You are in control, Lord. Again, inhale. Exhale. You are in control, Lord. Let me experience the proclamation of Psalm 131:2. I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. A child doesn't solve problems. A child rests, secure in being held. Lord, help me rest like that. Not because all my questions are answered, but because I am held by you. Not because everything makes sense, but because you are near. When my mind tries to speed up again, gently remind me that I am not alone in it. Sit with me in the unfinished tasks. Sit with me in the unanswered questions. Sit with me in the uncertainty. Jesus, you are not overwhelmed by what overwhelms me. You are not hurried. You are not anxious. You move with steady peace. Let your pace become my pace. Slow my thoughts. Untangle what feels knotted. Quiet the inner urgency that tells me I must resolve everything tonight. Even now, I choose to wait for you in stillness. For the next few moments, simply sit in silence before God. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back by praying, "Let your pace become my pace, Father." Repeat as many times as needed to walk in His steps. Father, thank you that rest is not earned. It is received. Thank you that I don't have to have my life in order to experience your peace. As I return to the responsibilities of this day, help me carry only what you've given me. And let my mind be firmly anchored in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
If today's prayer helped you slow down and connect with God, I think you'll love our First 15 podcast. It's a simple daily way to start your day with God's Word, worship, and reflection. Just search First 15 wherever you listen and make it part of your morning rhythm.